This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday, September the 19th on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner has joined me, as she usually does, with conversation, commitment to the things that matter to you, what people are talking about, the events of the day, the people, the issues. So the people and the events certainly are focused around the passing of the Queen and the pomp and circumstances of her funeral that actually is going on still at this moment. I think it's been a couple of hours, but you know, there still are a lot of, you know, with the people that are there, the logistics of all of it. One of the best things that she ever said, something to remember, grief is the price we pay for love. Isn't that true? Thinking about people that we love who are gone.
The more it hurts, the more love there was.
Yeah, right. I spoke at this funeral I was talking about earlier, going to the funeral of a lady that was very close to my family and me. She'd had dementia for 8 years. Horrible to see where she went. Her husband has it now. But the funeral was on Saturday, and I spoke about my experiences with her and the things that she meant as a symbol. And I felt, as I was driving, the funeral was in Portland, Maine, so I drove up there on Saturday morning, and as I was driving up there, I was thinking about all of the things, because that's the time, you know, you just, as you go into a situation like that, don't we all just begin to think and reflect and remember that which was important to us about this person who now is no longer really with us, at least in the physical sense. So I had been asked to speak, and so I told of my first meeting with her, how she fixed up. I was actually doing something pretty dumb. I was a kid on the farm, and she was a nurse, and I had cut my thumb almost off sharpening a sigh. And I was probably 10 or 11 at the time, and she had just come down to Framingham. She was engaged to one of the guys that I grew up with across the street. So she was here for the first time meeting everybody, and her first experience with me was to put the pieces back together of my thumb. And I told that in my reflections on her and other things about the family and things. But the reason I'm telling the story is because I'm thinking of all of the stuff that's coming out about the Queen. She certainly was a source of inspiration for lots of people, whether it was at home or overseas. She persevered. Imagine 70 years again on the throne. People say, wow, that's great. She made $60 million a year. Well, that isn't really the focus. The longest reigning monarch with all the different things. Can you imagine if we had a president that lasted 70 years? There were 13 presidents during the time that she was the queen. 15 prime ministers during the time she was queen. 4 popes during the time she was queen. It's a life of privilege, but yet think about all of the things that she had to preside over. And she was a great writer. I don't know if you've ever, Jay, seen any of the things that she wrote. One of the things about the September 11th attacks, and where she wrote about grief and the emotions that went with it, the profound sense of connection that she brought in the name of the British people to what we were going through, the sorrow, the impact.
And the way she wanted to honor any Americans who were in England and couldn't make their way home because of the pause of traveling, and just the forethought of that.
Yep. Yeah. It's really a very special sort of thing to contemplate. So anyway, we still will be thinking about the Queen for a long time. I certainly would pay her much more attention. I just have never been a fan of her son, and that probably won't change much. Maybe he'll change a little. It's not, I mean, listen, I guess none of my business anyway. I'm sure they don't care. know what I'm thinking. Meanwhile, back at home, the story of the immigrants continues. I was talking about the situation on Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket, where the police can't afford to live there. Even the people that work in the medical field can't afford to live. They have to come over from the mainland to do their jobs. And so what has happened to those 45 or 50 people who had no place to run to, no place to hide, no place to go? Well, they've all been put on boats and brought to the mainland. That's in essence where they are. They're all at a military facility on the Cape. Now, so you and I, as taxpayers, will be paying for this fiasco, and it continues to be a political football and a fiasco, and I don't know. There's all kinds of ways of looking at this, excuse me. But the reality is that it has been going on since America started. The kinds of things, not as dramatically, because we have more drama in our lives today because of our so-called connection through social media and stuff. So it just heightens the drama. You know, we were talking recently about how the lifestyle of Americans has changed when COVID has changed our lives and we don't live as long as we used to. I think that's all nonsense. I think the reason that we don't live as long as we used to is because we're too surrounded by the fears and the emotions that are created by being on top of everything every minute of every day. I think that creates in you an anxiety, and the spirit-mind-body connection is as it is, so your mind controls your body and you worry about these things or you concern yourself about them or you think about them. And you know, back in the days when people didn't live as long, but it wasn't the kind of worry, they concerned themselves with their family, putting food on the table, that was pretty much it. Now we have this concern about everybody and everything. I'm telling you, if I see one more article about Tom Brady and his wife, now for 6 weeks they've been living separately. That was all something you could have seen that coming, right?
Mm-hmm. Or then, his appearance has been the latest thing in the news. Like, he's acknowledged he is going through something on his on a personal level. Let's just leave them alone.
Right. Yep. But no, we can't do that. We got to get ourselves all wrapped up around these things. Okay. The hurricane. Weather, in a word. Puerto Rico getting pounded this morning as Hurricane Fiona has made landfall, and so the power is out, as you can imagine, there. The winds are, they have 30 inches of rain. Send some of that to California. It's only a Category 1 storm, but there's a lot of rain with it. And so, you know, every time this goes on, there's more catastrophe. There are, the storm has washed out a bridge. The evacuations around the island. Have you ever been to Puerto Rico? Have you ever been, Jay, to Puerto Rico?
I have not, no.
There's some wonderful, it's not a wonderful island completely. There are some wonderful places on the island. And so I'm just thinking about where I was on the island and where the hurricane is pounding away there to some of the nicest parts of the island. So there'll be, is there an American protectorate? I'm sure they'll be getting money from, excuse me, the government, northwest across the island, going toward the Dominican Republic. So let's see where Turks and Caicos, which is a place that not many Americans have been. It's a wonderful, it's small, but it's a wonderful little combination of islands. And so you can imagine what the mudslides are doing to that area. The Caribbean, the Bahamas, and others will. It'll affect our weather here, I'm going to guess, probably later in the week. Good Lord, what's the matter?
It's already been
out of my voice.
Anyway. Like different bouts of lightning and thunder and downpouring of rain. And it just, it's not constant. It just keeps kind of like popping up. And then all of a sudden it goes away. Just like right now.
It's inconsistent. Okay. The rowing team, the Florida rowing team, struck by lightning during practice in Orlando on Lake Fairview. How'd you like this? The lightning, you ever, think about this. I think I told the story in the air a couple of weeks ago about a family that I knew whose home was struck by lightning and the house burned to the ground. It just blew the... It actually didn't burn to the ground. It blew... The lightning strike blew the house up. And the house was only, I don't know, maybe 20 years old. And I thought... It was built by a developer. I thought it had lightning rods on it, but it didn't. Or if it did, it didn't make any difference. So anyway, back to the Florida rowing team. Five middle school students, part of the North Orlando Rowing Club, were in a boat practicing on Lake Fairview when lightning struck.
Mm-hmm.
Five students. Yep. Four made it to safety, but the other one, the child's name has been withheld. They haven't found the other one.
No, they haven't. And this happened quite a few days ago, so it is now more of a recovery situation than a rescue.
Right.
Oh, just so heartbreaking. These are middle school aged kids.
Yeah. All right, other crazy weather. 10 people dead, 4 missing. A tsunami flash flood in Italy. You don't see this very much.
Yeah, tsunami-like flash flood. It just completely came through.
Yeah, come across the Mediterranean. In just 2 or 3 hours, the rainwater there. Again, the crazy weather. People say climate change. It was described as a water bomb, a tsunami. The mayor of Barbera, I think in Italy, I love these names. Riccardo Pasqualini is the mayor, right? He said that they were trying to rescue, but these people are going to be lost. That's it. People in accidents, motorcycle accidents, car accidents, mother and a young daughter attempting to escape the floods. Nope, see you later.
This just happens so fast.
Yep, they do. So that's going on there. I see another tsunami, one dead, others injured, 6.9 earthquake, Taiwan. And there's a tsunami warning over there. And Joe Biden said over the weekend that if the Chinese attack Taiwan, we're going to be there to defend them. Speaking of Taiwan, I think that is something that came out of his mouth. I think that's expected, frankly. All right, so that's a hodgepodge of things going on here for your consideration at 18 after the hour.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved two reformulated vaccines that are designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
About 23 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Monday the 19th of September. We're into the celebrity Gaga stage, if you will, social media gossip, trending things. And speaking of Gaga, how do you like that? You hear what I was doing there, Jay?
I see what you did.
So there's some info and interesting commentary about the life and times of Lady Gaga, who actually broke off in tears over the weekend. We'll tell you about that and why after this. Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds very formal, Elizabeth Miller from Calitran is here with the Labor Day sale. But if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It's losing weight the right way by giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally. Your muscles are becoming more defined. They're back like when you were younger, you know, so it does help with natural energy throughout your day. It's great for sleep at bedtime. And then, of course, over time, you're going to start seeing the inch loss and the pound loss. Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale up. Buy three, get three free. Toploss.com. You can do that by phone. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And don't forget to use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G. That's going to get you free shipping on all your Calitran orders too.
Calitran, not a drug, not a stimulant, not a quick fix, not a fad. It is something that works.
You know that I want you, and you know that I need you. I
had a cow once named Gaga.
Did you?
Yeah. Named after the lady. What an interesting cow. Very interesting cow. As Lady Gaga, very interesting lady. She broke down in tears. She had to cut short her performance in Miami over the weekend because of the rain, the lightning, the things that were happening. We've been talking about the weather here this last half hour. She gave a very wet apology for the cancellation on Instagram.
I'm sure. Heartbroken. She tried to push through in the rain, but when the lightning was striking down nearby, she had to keep everyone safe, and unfortunately they had to call it. But this was the final stop of her world tour. Their Chromatica Ball, the International Summer Stadium Tour she was doing. So this was the very last stop, and it ended up being cut short. That's a bummer.
So what do you do about that? Do you have another concert and give people their money back, or what do, I guess, in that circumstance?
I think typically you'll get your money back if the concert wasn't finished, if the event wasn't finished. Yeah. But because she did already start it and went, I think it was like more than halfway through, I'm not sure she would redo it. It was probably just get your money back.
We'll have to see. Yeah. Josh Duhamel was rushed to the emergency room before he got married. This lady who's 28 years old, former pageant queen, her name is Audra Marie. He's 49, she's 28.
We discussed this one. He was out celebrating with friends the night before and dancing and busted too much of a move that he busted his back and ended up having to be rushed to the ER. And they were able, and his now wife was by his side, and they were able to move forward with the ceremony, and he was even able to dance it up at the reception and everything.
Ruby, how much age difference is there between you and your husband?
Oh, only a year.
Yeah, okay. Seems to be more standard. Although sometimes these, what do they call them, August, September, no, spring, September weddings, they can be fine. They work out. Good stuff. Good for him. 28 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Fiona is bringing heavy rains and high winds to Puerto Rico, knocking out power to the entire island on Sunday. Heavy rainfall and catastrophic flooding continued across much of Puerto Rico. That's what the National Hurricane Center tweeted early Monday morning. The eye of Fiona was approaching the coast of the Dominican Republic. President Biden has declared a federal disaster for Puerto Rico. 8 million Japanese people have been ordered to evacuate as Typhoon Nanmadol slammed across Japan. Government officials in Japan told national broadcaster NHK that a level 5 alert, the highest on Japan's disaster warning scale, was called for as it's raining like never before. End quote. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's a new carbon capture project that supposedly will eliminate 5 million tons of CO2. This is hard for the average person to grasp because you can't see this, can't really touch it. It's there, but it's not there. Right. So this new capture, this carbon capture project will actually pull the carbon out of the air and deposit it underground.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday is well underway. Here's some good news about a Chick-fil-A worker. Did you see this, Jay? Who jumped into action to stop a carjacking.
Uh-huh.
The mother who was getting into the car had a baby. Wow. Now, this is down in Florida. This young employee sprang into action after and stole the car keys in the parking lot of the Chick-fil-A. The fellow who was the operator of the branch, Matthew Sexton, said the worker is Mikhail Gordon. Gordon is an outstanding team member, he said. He's been there for 14 years. Imagine working at a fast food joint for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Anyway, so he
selflessly jumped in to intervene in the whole situation.
These were people who had been in the store and they were going back to the car. She was getting her car, or the other way around. They were going into the restaurant, getting the car, getting the child out of the car. And so this guy comes up with a big stick, a club, and says, I want your keys. So anyway, he did get the keys, because she had them in her waistband, apparently. Hopped inside the car, so the mother's yelling, and this guy, Mr. Gordon, steps in to help. You know, you go into a Chick-fil-A. I must admit to having gone in there. I remember one day the folks on the farm all wanted to have lunch, and I said, okay, where do you want me to go to get you your lunch? And a couple of them said, well, let's go to a Chick-fil-A. We've never had Chick-fil-A, and there's one 3 or 4 miles from me. So I said, okay. So I went in, and I was amazed at the, and I may have said it the day that it occurred, the amazing, the way the organization is so obvious, how they tend to the needs of the customers. They're out there taking orders and putting them in. And there's always a line. No matter what Chick-fil-A you go by, wherever it is, I've got a half a dozen of them around me in various towns around here. And I always notice when I drive by, they always have a line. And so it's because they know how to do their business that I think they're successful. And I think they do a pretty good job with employees, it would seem. Anyway, this is something that
they always let them have Sundays off.
Yeah, no Sunday work. This guy's a devout Christian, and he's like the Hobby Lobby guy. Not open on Sunday. That's it. You want to work on Sunday? Go get a job somewhere else. So that takes care of that. The Queen's funeral is over. The lines are still there. If you have followed this, maybe watching it out of one corner of your eye, listening to the program, seeing what's going on, the pomp, the circumstances. What I hope is not going to be the way this is all remembered is the flack that's back and forth between Will and Kate and Harry and Meghan. The latest is that that couple, the royal couple, Will and his wife Kate, want Harry and Meghan to acknowledge the pain they've caused to fix the rift. And I guess I wonder, would you do that in, if it was your family?
Well, again, these are always the quote-unquote sources that are saying this.
Right. Yeah, so was it a royal message, a royal letter? Fix it, ignore, I don't know. It's,
or did it even happen at all?
Right. Right. Is it just so much garbage and gossip? From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file... Because I'm focused on my grandson, Jasper, who's visiting. The kids are here and there. They've gone up to Portland for a couple of days, and they went to New York to see Sophie's grandfather for a couple of days. I love, love, love having them here. I love when Miles is here. I just love when my children are around, as we all do. And I was thinking about how silly we all talk to our offspring, whether it's our children or grandchildren. We all use their language. You know, when there's a promo running now of Jasper when he was in the studio last week and is talking, you could hear him. And it's, oh, ah, ah. And so we as adults, we talk back to him the same way. Instead of...
Yeah, the we repeat a lot.
Yeah. Ooh, I say to him, wow, that was very interesting. Did you really mean that? And you go, ooh, you know, that kind of
stuff. Carrying on the conversations. And that's so good with the development when you do speak normally rather than the goo-goo ga-gas and all that stuff. But but let's be honest, it is such an initiative.
It's fun.
Yeah, we can't help ourselves. Like whenever Max says wow to something, it's like you repeat wow.
Wow. Yeah. So it brings me around to thinking, my son is a student of language as a writer. And so he said to me, Dad, baby talk is universal. Everybody knows how to speak baby. Did you know, and do you care, that there are 7,151 actively spoken languages on the planet? Did you know that? 7,151 actually used languages. But the one language that is easiest to translate is baby talk. Right? And it's, you know, don't you use a softer tone and a sort of a little inflection
a
in it?
How
you do that? Yeah, right, exactly. So I was looking at some of the research that's been done. There are, they've recorded these people who are doing the work. what it's like to talk to babies. There are 1,600 parent-baby sort of like part of the language. And they took 18 different languages and they compared the noises of the parents to the children. And they came up with 1,600 different interactions that were the same no matter what your spoken language. At the end of the day, when you listen to these recordings, they're the same no matter what the language. And I thought to myself, duh, right? I mean, whether there's no language skill needed to replicate the words of a baby. Oh, oh, ah, ah.
Did you do the jabbing?
Yeah. Yeah, I just think that's kind of, I thought that was kind of cute. Palm trees near the Hollywood Bowl catching fire this weekend. The performance of The Sound of Music. And the audience was singing along. You know, all those songs are, you know, universally. Mm-hmm. The hills are alive with the sound of music.
And you hear Hollywood, it, and you're like, you know exactly what it's
about. Yeah, right. And the Hollywood Bowl is built into the Hollywood Hills. Hello there. And so, anyway, they all got into this, and they were singing along, and all of a sudden, there was a fire. The L.A. Fire Department shows up and posts an update on Twitter, like the fire department, the police department, they all have to post their updates. We're pleased to say Hollywood Bowl is not in danger. Okay. There were three different fires, and yada, yada. But anyway, it was the Highway Patrol showed up, too. Right?
Yeah, they had to close down one of the lanes. Yeah. As everybody was exiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you ever been to the Hollywood Bowl?
I've never been to it, but I've driven past it numerous times when I lived there.
It's not easy, as you'll recall, to get in or get out, because the 101 is on the other side. You're coming up on Highland, and when you turn down Highland to go down back into Hollywood, there's always a traffic jam. But getting across to go out the other way to get up on the 101, it's almost impossible, especially when the normal traffic is there and they let out. Oof. So anyway, but all is well that ends well. Isn't that what they say? Here's something for those of you who are fans of old stuff, right? I have an auction going on. I sort of inherited some things from a property that where my partners and I are developing up the street. And there are a lot of things in there that are wonderful, valuable. So I'm becoming more familiar with how all of this stuff works, how these auctions work. Jackie Robinson had a glove that he used when he was playing in Brooklyn during the 55 and 56 season. Went on the auction block this week. They expect it could sell for $750,000. A baseball glove.
Yeah, but it makes sense when you think of it. It's Jackie Robinson's. That I would be shocked if it didn't surpass the $1 million mark.
You think?
I think it will. Yeah. I definitely think it will. And the auction ends in a couple of weeks, October 1st. So there's time. You can get the bids and keep on raising it.
Yep. Save your nickels, dimes, and quarters there, boys and girls. 44 after the hour. Here's something to save for. Getting a thunderstorm air purifier so you never have to breathe dirty air again, ever, ever, ever. Get one for your home. Get one for your office. You can't really put them in your car unless you have 110. You could bring them on the plane with you. That maybe doesn't make a lot of sense. How about we just focus on your office, your home, your environment? So if you have litter boxes in your kitchen, for example, got the cat, want to make sure there's no stink. You got trash cans outside, and maybe you've got your under the kitchen sink, you got a trash can. You put garbage in there and everything else. That stinks. Around here, we've had a lot of dirty diapers the last couple of weeks. It may stink. So that's where the thunderstorm comes in, the thunderstorm air purifier. You don't have to breathe dirty air because this thing gets to work, takes care of all the things that are needed to freshen up the air in your home. There have been 250,000 of these things sold, so you know they work. And they are easy to buy. You have to have filters, that sort of thing. May I suggest that you go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's their website. EdenPureDeals.com. Here's the discount code Doug3. and you save $200 on three of the thunderstorms you can use all over your house. This is a company that's 50 years old. They're from Canton, Ohio. Customer service is provided by them in-house. You don't have to call and talk to somebody who's in Pakistan in order to get something to work, fix whatever the problem may be, or get advice on how to use it. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, please. Use the discount code Doug, please, to save $200. Get three Thunderstorm air purifiers for under $200, shipping free as well, using the discount code Doug3.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. All right, so here we have, I always like to keep abreast of what's going on, and maybe we look on Monday to things that are going to happen during the week. Well, one of the things going on this week is the Bill Clinton Global Initiative meeting of international leaders. They're getting together first time since COVID, two-day meeting, 1,000 potential attendees. People from all over the world. This guy can attract a big crowd of important people, kings and queens, prime ministers, Nobel Prize winners, all that sort of thing. He said in preparation for the meeting, the world's on fire in a lot of different ways, but there are a lot of things that businesses, non-governmental groups and governments working together can do to help with a lot of these problems, and I want to help solve them, so that's why they're getting together this week. It's interesting to see Hillary and his daughter and him together. No matter what you think of them, they do have impact. 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is the early version of the Superman theme. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the New York Daily News. I think they did say New York. Matter of fact, it wasn't the Gotham, whatever, because Gotham was Batman, right? I sometimes confuse some of those big-timers.
Metropolis was Superman.
Metropolis. That's right, too. Metropolis is Daily News. Right, okay. Yes. So that's from the TV show starring George Reeves.
Yeah, this day in TV history, September 19th, 1952, The Adventures of Superman first premiered. I think it premiered in syndication, starred actor George Reeves as the Man of Steel, Clark Kent. I thought he was great. I used to watch this in syndication when I was a little boy.
Right, that was great.
From school, they used to air it. I thought he was awesome. He had a good demeanor, good screen presence.
It was fun.
Did that role very, very well.
Yeah, he did. Lois Lane.
And that show really did pave the way in a lot of ways for what Richard Donner would later do in Superman the movie in 78. This was the first forte really into that character in a television format. And Christopher Reeve, what a coincidence.
Yeah, the name.
Would wind up being the most iconic Superman. Yeah, of all of them.
You know, speaking of iconic, I was watching. I've begun to watch when I'm unwinding at the end of the day and having dinner. It's usually 9 o'clock-ish. And lately there have been a lot of music shows that have been on. They aren't all T.J. Lubinsky stuff on the Begathon stations. But there was a concert of John Williams leading the, it was a German, I'm not sure which city in Germany it was, the German Philharmonic. and doing all of his music. It was very cool. He's like, this was done last year, so it was like 96 or something. And the first thing they came out of the box with was the theme from Superman. And it's just the way that they
that is a great, one of his greatest. I mean, there's no one great one because he's done so many great ones. Every Spielberg movie, Indiana Jones, Star Wars.
But the guy is just iconic.
I want to just bounce into.
It was the Berlin. I just looked it up. It was the Berlin Philharmonic.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
This day in TV history, the Mary Tyler Moore Show premiered on CBS in 1970. Hard to believe it was that long ago.
Yep,
one of the
sure
best
is.
Sitcoms of all time. Goodfellas premiered in theaters this day in movie history, 1990. And it's hard to believe time has flown this fast. 1989. Doogie Howser with Neil Patrick Harris premieres on ABC. 89. Holy
And he's smoke. Become quite the credible actor.
He's had a good career.
Yeah, he has a very good career going. Speaking of careers, Woody Allen says he's going to retire from filmmaking. Like, who gives a rat's behind?
Yeah. He said he's going to focus on writing.
Right, yeah,
how about he's 86?
Yeah, good riddance to him. Tom Hanks and Tim Allen are fueling a sequel to Toy Story. What do you think?
Good.
Yeah, it could be a good sequel. The fellow, do you remember Henry Silva?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
He played. He always played a villain.
Yeah, well, not always, but often. Yeah, he
was often. A lot of times, yeah.
Yeah, right. So he passed away over the weekend at the age of 95. He's one of those guys, again, if you heard his voice, you'd recognize him, but if you saw his picture, he didn't have a hair on his head. He was quite a talent. He was earlier on, I think you go back to Dean Martin's time, and he was around a lot then, but he was in the first Ocean's 11 movie. And he dropped out of school as a teenager when he was 14 in the 1940s.
He
went
had
to
a very
the actor's
specific look.
Yeah, oh yeah, very much so. Yeah, yes. He sure did. Yep. And Candace Cameron Bure, as the Jay were here.
Yeah,
she's doing a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
First one she's done since she left Hallmark. Why'd she leave Hallmark?
Because they cut her a better deal. Where'd she go to?
I'm just looking at this. It looks it's. I don't know where she went. As a matter of fact,
there's another
clear.
Streaming platform that's trying to copy what Hallmark does. So they cut her a better deal. So they call it jumping ship.
Oh, it's the Great American Channel. I never heard of it.
Yeah, they call it jumping ship in the business.
Yeah.
Got box office news of interest. The Woman King, starring Viola Davis, overperformed $19 million. Good number.
Yeah.
A-plus cinema. They're comparing it to Braveheart meets Black Panther. She's a really good actress. Hopefully this will have legs. It's good for the industry.
Yeah. All right, so there we go. So it was, it looked, I saw the trailer. It didn't do anything for me. I thought it was an atypical role for her. Yeah, well, maybe it is the reason for that. Thank you, Chucker. It's 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.